Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and it's our pleasure to have on the line with us one of our former DJs here at Q92, and a guy who's pretty well known over in the Dawson community and beyond, Justin Overlander. He's been involved in the movie business for a while. We're going to be showing one of his movies at the Grand Theater in Madison coming up this weekend. And Justin, welcome to the airwaves once again. You haven't been on the air here for a while.
Boy, it's been a minute, Maynard, and I love that you still call me a former DJ, which stands, of course, for disc jockey, which when's the last time you used any kind of disc?
Well, maybe a compact disc, maybe recently, but the other disc, not for a while. I think were we still playing records when you were here? I can't remember if we were or not.
Oh, yeah, and I still have nightmares probably at least once or twice a year where I'm starting the turntable at the wrong speed.
Yeah.
So, we've got Inagata Dita by the Chipmunks.
we've all been there.
Playing an LP, yeah. And I've got the 45 speed selected.
You aren't the only guy. Well, anyway, you kind of went out of the radio business later years and got into the movie business. And how did that all come about?
Well, I've always thought, I have a good face for radio and a good voice for print. So you just kind of find your niche in there. And no, it was something I just figured I'd be an actor and I'd move to LA and I'd get, successful. I didn't care about fame or anything like that. I just wanted to make a living at it. And God had other plans. So I learned how to write, I learned how to direct and produce and all that stuff. And it's, what separates me from where I'm at right now from anybody else that wants to get where I'm at is luck. I'm not any more talented or gifted than the next person trying to break into this industry, but you just meet the right people somewhere along the way. And I say luck, but I really do believe that God is behind, I don't think he's a puppeteer up there that he's making me go a certain direction or whatnot, but looking back at some of the quote unquote coincidences that have happened along the way, I know that there is some guidance there, and I'm just so grateful, so thankful for it.
Yeah, and you kind of got to have some stick-to-itiveness in that business, I would imagine, too. A lot of people probably give up a little bit too soon before they get the breaks or meet the right people, and you kind of stuck at it for a while.
Well, stick-to-itiveness, that's just a polite way of saying stubbornness, isn't it?
That too, yeah.
that's what I have, And, I had a writing manager or a literary manager when I was living out in L.A., and he said, you just got to be the one cockroach that survives. And, we up in the Midwest here, we don't have as many cockroaches as they have down in Southern California and elsewhere. But you just picture all these cockroaches coming out in the dark. And when you turn on the light, what do you do? You try to step on all of them. And so many of them do get stepped on. You got to be the one that scurries away and still tries to come out in the dark and find those crumbs and whatnot. So yeah, it's stubbornness, it's stick-to-itiveness, it's just an unrelenting desire to really, fulfill your dreams, I guess.
Yeah, well, you were out in California, as you say, and then you are now living back in Minnesota.
I miss winter way too much. Right?
And you do have a family?
I do.
Do you see them once in a while?
Definitely see them once in a while, and that, it's more important to me right now. I don't know. I don't like to rank things necessarily. Like, I loved being able to go get my mail in flip flops in January, or being able to go for a run during halftime of the Super Bowl. And I can't do that here in Minnesota. Obviously, you freeze your toes off. And I can't breathe when when I'm running and it's like 40 degrees or less. I can't breathe. Like, I have asthma and it all kicks up. But it's so important for grandkids to be able to, establish those relationships with grandparents, because I think the grandparent phase, you really realize, and you can attest to this, Maynard, if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, you can call me out on it. But I think the grandparent phase is where you try to make up for some of your deficiencies as a parent early on and just love on the kids first and foremost above all else. And I view that as my calling. When I become a grandparent, I'm going to try not to lose my patience as much as I did with my own kids.
You do become a whole lot more patient, and plus you can buy all this you have an excuse to buy all this stuff you wanted as a kid, maybe couldn't afford when you had your own kids, but you're a little better off. You know, you can spoil the grandkids a little more. That's kind of fun, too.
Yeah, well, and you can sugar them up and not have to deal with the consequences of the night.
That's right.
Because you can send them back home.
Exactly right. Now, you've been working on one of the things I know we're proud of working on was the Chosen series. You're one of the associate producer, I believe, there. And that must have been quite an experience.
Yeah, it was. And to be one of the guys that helped launch the series, like get it off the ground and help it find its audience, was really rewarding. And it was tough for me to step away, but I knew that God was pulling me into other situations similar to The Chosen, in just this grassroots movement, you know, low budget, just guerrilla style filmmaking, scraping by the seat of our pants. Like I joke that God has spent a lot of time training me to do a lot with a little. And I joke a lot, you know what, God, I would love to just be challenged once to have a lot and see what I can do with it, just to see if I pass it. If I fail, I fail. If I pass, I pass. Awesome. But just give me the chance to, you know, have a little more than what I've been working with up to this point. But no, God has been so faithful, Maynard. I don't try to push my faith onto anybody. I just try to live life as a decent human being that will hold doors open for people and let somebody with a baby in the cart budge in line in front of me at the grocery store.
Well, we could use could definitely use a little more of that these days, for sure.
Yeah, well, and I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal. I'm not saying that I do it all the time, that I'm super successful, but that's my desire. That's my goal, is to leave people feeling a little bit better after they interact with me than they were feeling before they interact with me. And so I don't know how I got off onto that tangent. We were talking about The Chosen and just, you know, trying
to... definitely a good goal to have that you have, yes, for sure.
It is, yes.
Now, you worked on The Chosen, and then you were involved in a few other movies, and the one we want to talk about right now is one we're going to be showing at the Grand Theater this weekend. It's called Learning You. Tell us about that movie.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that it's able to screen there. We're getting really close to our streaming time. But it's a movie that really benefits from seeing with other people. Like in a big group, the laughs really hit, and the tears really hit. Like there's nothing quite like watching a movie and experiencing all the emotions with other people.
And big screen, yes.
On the big screen, yes, 100%. And, you know, then you walk out, and what we're hoping this movie does is that it leads to conversations about, you know, missed expectations or what our expectations really should be. This is a story about a father who went through a messy divorce, and he's got a profoundly autistic son who has been institutionalized, and it's based on a true story. The original screenwriter, Jeff Davidson, super great guy, raising a late teenager with profound autism who really can't regulate his emotions and will literally run away, and if not watched carefully, could run into oncoming traffic. I mean, it's to live this life with a child that doesn't have those regulation functions is so scary. And we had a scene in the movie that actually ended up getting cut where some bullies were trying to convince him to go into oncoming traffic, and he was willing to do it. And that was based on a real experience that the original screenwriter had. So it's not in the movie anymore, but those are the types of things that these parents, these families, have to deal with every day. And I wasn't aware of it. And on our crew, I mean, we had the original writer who was on set with us often. We had another producer who has an adult child in her 30s who's profoundly autistic. And then our lead actor, John Wells, has, I think he's 13 now, a 13-year-old son who has profound autism. And so there were a lot of people that are living this actual life, and we would ask on set, okay, is this realistic? Is this authentic? And when we'd get that look of, oh yeah, you have no idea, we're like, okay, we're hitting the right buttons here. We're representing or presenting this in an accurate way, which is what we really wanted to do, was present it, represent this life in an accurate way.
All right, sounds very interesting, and it's definitely a good movie to talk about after you see it, for sure. Get some good discussions going on the subject.
Oh, 100%. That's all we can do. We're not trying to answer everything for you. We're trying to give you a perspective that hopefully you can walk away with, and maybe have a little more patience for the parent that is really struggling to keep their kid from crying or having a temper tantrum or what have you, because you just don't know what the background is in that situation.
Well, again, that movie is called Learning You. It'll be showing at the Grand Theater in Madison on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night at 7 o'clock. And as we said earlier, nothing like seeing the movie on the big screen, and can sit back and we've got some pretty good popcorn over there, too.
Yeah, I love the popcorn over there. And you know what you have at the Grand that we don't have anywhere else, like in the cities here, Twin Cities area? You have Sun Drop. Do you still have Sun Drop there?
We still have Sun Drop. Yes, we do, a couple different flavors. So, come on over for the Sun Drop.
Sun Drop, for my money, is one of the most underrated sodas in existence. So go grab a Sun Drop and some of that amazing Grand Theater popcorn, and say hi to Maynard and Chris and whomever else is there. Just, I love what you guys are doing. I love that you restored that theater and that it's still going strong after all these years.
I would like to have you come over and say hi at some point in time here at the Grand again. I know you've done that in the past. We showed another movie of yours, I think The Shift, was it, a while back there?
That's right, yeah. I remember coming out there.
I think you were
there
and talking a little bit. And we'd be glad to have you do that again sometime if your schedule allows. I know you're kind of busy running around. I think you're out of state right at the moment, or...
No, I'm in Minnesota. I was in Georgia for the weekend.
In Georgia, that's where you were. Yep, okay.
My next one. Yep.
All right.
Yep, and I'll be down there coming up real soon doing a horse movie, a teen horse movie. Again, it's a faith-based project, but really trying to reach people that maybe feel like that they're not matching up to the world's standards, and recognizing that the world's standards don't matter. It's how you measure up to God, and God loves you unconditionally. So it's another one of those stories. It's not super heavy-handed in the faith. It's just really like Learning You. There's some faith referenced in it. You know, the lead actor fires God, and then we kind of make a joke out of that later on in the movie. But just don't get so caught up in what the world thinks of you, or what people with, you know, opposite political beliefs think of you, or anything like that. Your value is in who you are. You're a child of God. You're created in His image, and He loves you regardless. He loves you no matter what. There's nothing you can do that can separate yourself from the love of God. Sorry, didn't mean to get all Christianese for you.
That's some good advice there, Justin. That's for sure.
I believe strongly in that.
A good note to end on. So we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us today. We encourage people to get over to the Grand and see that movie, and hopefully we'll be able to show another movie or two of yours on down the line. We can talk some more.
Lots more to come. And maybe the next one I'll be able to come over there and say hello again.
Very good. We've been talking today with Justin Overlander, who is one of the producers and writers of Learning You, coming up at the Grand this weekend. We hope to see you there. Justin, thanks again.
Thank you, Maynard. Always a pleasure talking with you.